AM 1340, WTAN.
Welcome to Go Yard with Mama Mac, helping you to hit a home run in life when you feel like striking out.
Hey everybody, this is Go Yard, and we are excited to be here once again with you this night. I'm Mama Mac, and with me is Dr. Angel Falzone. And I know you were wondering what I was going to say about you.
I kind of was.
Yeah, I know. So I'm going to say it now. Ha ha, caught you off guard. I'm going to say that she's fantastic. She's great. She's a PhD and a licensed mental health counselor. And she is our resident expert. How do you like being a resident expert?
Ooh, some big shoes to fill.
I know. Dr. Angel, we've been on the air now for, golly, over a year, 13 and a half months or something like that. And all of our previous shows are on our website, goyard2014.org, O-R-G. That's where they are. You can go listen to them, listeners. And there's so many topics we've covered in a year. Crazy good topics, really. I mean, really practical, insightful, helpful stuff, don't you think?
And the nitty-gritty of everyday life.
Nitty-gritty of everyday life. Practical shows. Tell a friend. Say, hey, go to this website. Check out these shows. GoYard2014.org. We are live in the studio in Tampa Bay tonight. And sometimes we aren't. Sometimes we are in advance. We have to record for one reason or another. But we are live, and you can call in tonight if you'd like to weigh in on anything we're going to talk about tonight. 727-441-3000. I'll give you that number again. If you're driving, you can jot it down real quick. And if you feel like calling in and commenting or asking the famous doctor a question, you may do that. 727-441-3000. She just laughs at me when I say things like that about her. But you know what? She is excellent at what she does. Licensed mental health counselor. You have a lot of therapists that work under you, and you are very busy in this profession, and you have years of experience. And hey, that counts for a lot.
I think it should. It sure does.
Now I'm going to take a breath after all that. You know, doctor, last week we had a fantastic show, maybe one of our best. We had some listeners tell me this week that they thought it was the best show we'd ever done. And, you know, sometimes we kind of prepare, you know, we kind of have notes, maybe if we have time. But a lot of times we wing it. And that show was a total wing it from, we decided 2 minutes before the show started last week to change the topic we were going to do. And it was handling life's transitions. And it was an amazing show. And if any of our listeners missed it, they got to go listen to it. They got to listen to it. It's on our website. So
it was a great show. And you know what? And it just applies to everybody. Because no matter who we are, we're in some life season and we're going to be moving through into
yes.
a new one. So.
And it does apply. And it was very, I think, very real. You and I both going through some very recent life transitions. So we won't tell you what those were. You'll have to go listen to the show to catch them. Again, they are that show. Everything through October is now on our website, goyard2014.org, O-R-G. It's not a .com website. It's a .org. So go there and listen, and everything through October is there. So tonight, again, we are changing our topic, or really We did. Well, we were going to do a question and answer show, a Q&A show, weren't we?
Yeah, we were, but we changed it.
But we changed it. Hey, you know, it's nothing like being right in the moment, right? I got a question for you, which is the topic of tonight's show, Dr. Angel. What's your word worth?
Ooh, it's a good
one. There's a whole lot of W's right there. What's your word worth? Some of you listening, driving or at home might say, I don't even know what you just said. What's your word worth? So I guess we better break down the question, which is the title.
Yes, it is. It's a good question.
It is a good question.
And it's an important question.
Why?
Well, our word.
What is our word?
Our word, the words we use, they're words. It is what it is. It's our words. Our words are the foundation of our character and our integrity.
Seriously.
Seriously.
But so many people don't even understand that concept and certainly don't take it seriously, do you think?
A lot of people don't. I think the new generation, especially, I think as generations have passed, that word has lost a lot of value.
Oh, my. That is so true. Because, I mean, back two or three generations ago, or maybe, you know, more recent than that, people would, you know, do a handshake on a deal, let's say. And they stuck to it, you know? And if for some reason they couldn't, they explained it. They were, you know, life has changed, Dr. Angel.
You know, life has totally changed. And you're right. It used to be that handshake was the word. And once it was said, it was done and it was going to happen.
Right.
Even if, you know, the outcome wasn't positive when they went into expecting what they commanded their word. And now the word is almost worthless.
Right. It's like back then, and maybe still with some people, when you came into an agreement on whatever it was, you stuck to that agreement. And because sticking to it was a matter of principle and honor.
An honor and character and integrity.
Whoa, those are big words. Principle and character and honor and integrity. And wow. You know, when I think of the Marines and any of our armed forces, your son's in the Army, any of our armed forces, you know, it's like it's drilled into them. Honor, integrity, you know, do the right thing, right?
Absolutely it is.
But it isn't in our normal society anymore. It doesn't seem like, let's just say.
It's hidden, and it seems like it's becoming forgotten.
Right.
You know, and our words are so important. You know, they have the power for life, they have the power to destroy, and they have the power to make us look like liars or to not have character or integrity to people.
Yes. You know, there's this, a verse in the Bible in Proverbs that says words give life or that words kill, one or the other, you know.
They can.
And, you know, so often we destroy people by our words, our cruel words, don't you think, or our insensitive words.
Or our thoughtless words.
Oh, our thoughtless words. Okay, that makes it more innocent when you say the word thoughtless rather than cruel. Cruel makes it more intentional, don't you think?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. I think one of the things that has hurt the integrity of our words is that people are very quick to give them.
Okay.
And they're not putting thought in, you know, processing, should I be saying what I'm saying? They just say it. They're just reactionary. It's in the moment. And they're not responding with their words. They're just letting them go. And that can cause a lot of damage.
Yeah, letting them fly. Yeah, absolutely. And we talk about social media a lot, and you and I are on it, yes. But, you know, there's a lot of things we see on social media that seems like somebody didn't think through what they were writing, correct, before they wrote it?
Oh, my goodness. There's so many times I'm on social media, and I'm, like, shaking my head. I'm like, oh, this
yes.
is not good.
Yes.
True. And so it's just letting it fly. And so we need to have a little more intentionality with our words.
Intentionality. I like that. I want to talk about this whole concept of integrity in different areas of our lives tonight, Doctor. I mean, we can talk about integrity in the workplace. We can talk about it in the home.
Mm-hmm.
We can talk about it at school. We can talk about it in our families, our immediate, our extended families, our friendships, our Facebook friends, our social media friends. All of that, and if you had to give integrity one word definition, what would you give it, Doctor?
Oh, goodness.
I know. I'm putting you on the spot. I'm telling you what I'm going to tell you what I'm thinking it is.
Why don't you tell me what you're thinking it is?
I think it's honesty.
Oh, honesty is definitely an important part of integrity.
And I will say I cheated on this because I had just enough time a few minutes ago to like do a little Google search of integrity. And in all the things, the synonyms and everything that came up, honesty was like, it seemed like everybody was hitting on that one word.
It's definitely a backbone to the whole principle of integrity. And I think a lot of our listeners might be going, well, I don't intentionally lie, or I'm an honest person. And you may be an honest person in many areas of your life, but if we're giving words and
right,
we're not following through with them, then in the essence, we aren't being honest. And I know a lot of people fall in that pitfall.
Oh, absolutely. It's easy, isn't it? Or it's easy to exaggerate. We've all done that, you know, exaggerate the truth. But I think what we're talking about tonight, what's your word worth, is more about commitment. It is more about integrity, mm-hmm. you know, itself, as far as let your words be who you are, what you mean. Mean what you say, say what you mean. That's what I'm looking for. I got to write that down. That's pretty good. I didn't even say that.
This is a foundational principle that I work with patients in counseling on is, first of all, you need to say what you mean and mean what you say.
Yeah.
Because that's an important part of our integrity. So, you know, when we're feeling upset with somebody, like, well, what's wrong? And you're like, nothing.
Right.
Really? You could just say, I don't want to talk about it.
Right.
But it's not nothing.
But it's not nothing. Yeah. And that's a double negative there.
Yeah, it was. Totally.
Yeah.
But the thing is, our integrity is our value. That's how we gain healthy relationships, how people learn to trust us.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, there's just some people in my life when they say this, you know, I'm going to do this or this is going to happen or I'll meet you here. Come hell or high water or the hospital emergency room, they're going to be there.
They're going to be there. Absolutely.
And so I know if they're not, it was pretty big deal that they weren't, because their integrity over a long span relationship has been to follow through with whatever
absolutely.
The word was.
Yes. As a realtor, I have prided myself, I guess, in 25 years of doing this, of basically being on time, you know. Now, there's some times that, like tonight, I flew in here and jumped in the seat with 5 minutes to go because I got every red light there was in Pinellas County. And those things happen. But you can, now in this day and age, you can text and say, hey, I'm running late. What drives me crazy, doctor, I'm going to tell you, is the people who don't follow through, don't show up, or an hour later when you've already left the house and you're not going to show it to them, obviously, and they haven't responded to any texts, you get a text going, sorry, running late. Really? An hour I sat here? And believe me, that happens from time to time, doctor.
Oh, I believe it does. Absolutely. And so that just kind of shows you, you know, where their integrity level is.
Right.
And their commitment. They weren't truthful to their commitment or communicating when something was coming up.
Exactly. So what's your word worth? I mean, is this an important topic? Does this somehow segue from last week's topic where we are talking about transitioning into a new season in life?
I think it does segue.
How does it segue, Dr. Angel Falzoni?
Well, as we're transitioning through the seasons in our life, you know, that integrity is something that goes with us as we transition, and it grows
right.
And it matures as we've got, you know, we have longevity in our relationships of being a person of integrity, of being a person of our word.
Right.
And so it definitely can grow, and it makes our relationships more healthy and trusting and more quality.
Absolutely. You know, as I grow older, I appreciate integrity more than I did when I was 25. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
Why do you think that happens? And you're not my age, so you're in between 25 and my age, whatever that might be. So anyway, why do you think it gets more important to be a person of your word?
Well, I think as we go through life's transitions and we age and we mature, we start, you know, dealing with people who don't have integrity, and we start dealing with people who do, and we find that it's much easier, more pleasant and peaceful have people in our lives that have this integrity and this truthfulness and this honesty of their
right.
word.
Right. And if you tell somebody, hey, I'm going to tell you this and I really don't want you to tell anyone. You know, in our day and age, that's hard to get somebody to follow through on that part.
That is so hard. And it's so funny because at work, you know, even, you know, with therapists and working with professionals, you know, between themselves, when one of them has an issue going on in their life and they share it, it ends up going through the gossip round at some point.
Right.
You know, and I've become known as the vault at my work. So when somebody sits in my office.
The vault. Dr. Angel, the vault. V-A-U-L-T. That's what we're talking about. Why?
But when they sit in my office and they're sharing something personal and they're like, please don't say, it's gone. It's done. It's not going out.
Right.
It is sealed, signed, and delivered at that doorstep. And I mean it. And I follow through with it so they can trust me.
Right.
And so I've got a lot of therapists who are able to come in and share some personal things going on in their world and help them, you know, go through decisions. And even in my friendships and my personal relationships, when somebody tells me, don't say this, it's done.
Yeah.
It's the end of the line.
It's like attorney-client privilege. Mm-hmm. I have an attorney son. And it's like physician privilege and things like that. Privacy things, HIPAA. We are going, our society is changing drastically right now through all these HIPAA rules that have changed, and you can't tell anybody about what's going on, you know, the medical records, you can't release any information and all of that kind of stuff. And in a lot of ways, that's a good thing because obviously people violated those situations probably to cause the need for HIPAA laws.
Absolutely. But, you know, when we're dealing in our personal lives, it's outside the scope of,
sure,
of HIPAA and all the.
Right.
But when we tell somebody we're not going to say something, we don't then need to turn around and go, oh, my goodness, you're never going to believe what such and such shared with me.
Right.
X, Y, Z. Because we're just, first of all, we're liars.
Right.
Second of all, we're hurting the relationship.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's a betrayal. I lied to you. I told you I was going to keep it a confidence.
And I didn't.
It's coming through the grapevine. Not a person of integrity.
I saw a billboard a couple days ago, not knowing we were going to do the show on this, and it said this, and it struck me. If someone gossips to you about someone, be rest assured they will gossip to someone else about you.
Absolutely true.
And that was on a church billboard, and I was driving down the road, and I thought, whoa, I got to write that down. Well, I didn't write it down. I was in traffic. I memorized it evidently because it just now came back to me. But isn't that true that so often, when we are even listening to it, it could cause suspicion in the person telling it, wondering, oh, well, they're listening to this without even putting up a fight about it, so evidently they're going to go tell somebody else. It mm-hmm. kind of, it reflects on your integrity. There we are again. It reflects on your integrity.
Does. Absolutely. It reflects on who you are, your integrity.
Absolutely.
Your character, your honesty.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, and it's funny because that's not the kind of person we want to be. And those aren't the kind of people who are peaceful.
Oh, no.
And we're not, that's not the kind of people who have healthy, sustainable relationships.
Oh, absolutely not. And by the way, you can weigh in on this tonight because we are live 727-441-3000. If you'd like to call in, if you're on Starcom Media later and you'd like to comment on this, you can do that by using our Google text number, 727-888-4171. One more time, Google text, and you can use it anytime, 24/7, 365. And that number is 727-888-4171, because some of you out there may have an example or a question or a comment you'd like to make.
Well, before we move forward, I wanted
go
to
ahead.
Share a quote that I was quickly able to locate. And Eleanor Roosevelt, which I love her quote.
Oh, quotes. Yeah.
She talks, great minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events, and small minds discuss people.
Oh my gosh, I've got to write all that down. Don't
Isn't
let me
that
forget
great?
That later. I can't do it right now while I'm talking. But let's go over that one more time because I got to ring the bell on that one.
Great minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events, and small minds discuss people.
Whoa. He beat me to the bell. Gosh, thanks, Chris. No, that's cool. That is so right on. And so it's okay to discuss all those ideas and plans and goals, but when we start dissecting people. Now, in your role as a therapist and as a mental health counselor and so forth, do you see that a lot of people that come to you struggle with this issue of their word? I mean, is something that you deal with in practice?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
This is a foundational concept.
Okay.
And so a lot of people will come in because they're hurt or going through difficulties because someone else's word.
Okay.
But when we really kind of get down to it, they're kind of in the same place, just it might look different.
Okay.
And so they might be, you know, giving their word to the kids, oh, we're going to do this, and then it doesn't happen. And they might have a great valid thing of why it didn't happen, but they're hurting, and then their kids are, you know, very frustrated. And so it trickles down.
Right.
And so learning, we don't need to tell our kids what we're planning.
Right.
Sometimes it's good to just, hey, guess what? We're going to go XYZ today because we don't know if we can follow through with
this
it.
This happened to me when my kids were little, doctor, and I got to the point that different things would come up. You know, I was working part-time, but basically just things would come up. And they'd say, but you promised we'd do that today. Okay, we're going to do it tomorrow, guys, because this came up. And finally, I said to him one day, you know what? I'm going to quit promising you these things. I'm just going to let them happen as we can let them happen, because then it makes me feel bad. You're mad at me. I'm upset that I can't follow through for whatever reason, you know? So back to this, the word thing, your word. I looked up some synonyms, okay? Synonyms of integrity.
Ooh.
Okay. The first one, obviously, that just kept coming up was honesty. Ethics came up.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Ethics.
Ooh, that's a real good one.
Now, in real estate, we have to take courses on ethics, and every 2 years, we have to renew our ethics certificate. And I can tell you that it's a very important part of my business to be ethical and honest and above board and disclose everything. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely know what you're saying. You're dealing with people's largest investments in their
exactly.
life.
And I pride myself on that. I mean, you know, I keep saying I pride myself, but you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. It's important to me, let's put it that way, to be honest and throw all the facts out there on the table, whether they're good or bad, you know?
Right.
I don't want anybody to come and say, well, you didn't tell us that could happen, or you didn't, you know? Ethics. Talk to me about that.
Oh, ethics is so important. And the mental health professional, we have a standard of ethics, and we too have to take continuing education in ethics. And I think it's because ethics have been so misused and abused.
Right.
And so in the professional world, when you have a higher knowledge, it's easier to take advantage
right.
of people. And people
sure.
do that at times.
Right.
Which is why we have the need. And but, you know, having ethics is it's a daily thing.
Right.
And it's always trying to think of doing something with integrity and honesty. And it's not always pretty. You're right. Sometimes you got to lay out some facts for people that are not nice.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if their house had termites in it,
right.
you know, you don't want these people to, you know, it's funny because I was just talking to my sister today.
Yeah.
And she has a house and she's just finding out the people who had sold her the house has hidden all this mold stuff and they painted
that's
it
horrible.
Over.
No, you can't do that. That's awful.
And
that's
she's
awful.
Feeling so frustrated.
Of course. And violated. I mean, really deceived.
Absolutely. Because the person that handled it, if it was the sellers or the realtor, and we don't know, didn't have the ethics to just lay it out and say, here's what we have. This is what we're offering to you.
Right.
You know, you can take it or leave it. Instead, they had to hide it and make it look pretty and let it be discovered later.
We have in real estate, when you list a house, a seller's disclosure statement, which is 5 or 6 pages long, and the seller has to answer all these questions. And I always encourage people, I'll tell them, when you're filling this out, remember that you're telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. And I don't care if it's bad and ugly. I want you to tell what's really going on, because let's you know, head those problems off at the pass, you know, before they become real issues, you know?
And that's the bottom line of ethics is
yes.
ethics is being truthful.
Right.
Even when truthful is not at our best interest.
Right. Wow. Yeah, because sometimes it's not. Sometimes it would be better just to lie your way through it and hope for the best.
Absolutely.
I think a lot of people think that and behave that way, you know? Go ahead.
But at the end of the day, if we want to be a person of integrity,
right,
we have to work and live intentionally, not just in our word, but in the ethics of doing what's right.
Absolutely. Having been married to a doctor, I remember him swearing in with the Hippocratic Oath.
Oh, to do no harm.
To do no harm. And, you know, of course, there's lawsuits with medical people all the time because people are harmed. But that is the foundation of a physician's Hippocratic Oath, or probably it's the same.
Yes, it is.
It's the same. And it's to do no harm. So the problem with people who lack integrity is so often harm is caused because of their lack of integrity. It has repercussions. It has fallout.
It absolutely does. And here's the thing. A lot of us we think we're honest people, but we're throwing our words a little loosely. And what's happening is it's like chipping away at our relationships a little at a time.
Give us an example of that.
Like the parent who's consistently, you know, oh, I'll help you with your homework, and then gets home, oh, I'm so tired, I got a headache. And then the next time, oh, we're going to, you know, go to this birthday party. Oh, and then something happens and they have to work overtime. What happens is they weren't meaning to not be truthful. They were throwing the words a little loose.
Right.
And now they've been chipping away at the trust with their children.
Yes, that's exactly what happens.
Little by little. And so I think that's where a lot of people live on the everyday.
Right. So what's your word worth, audience? What's your word worth? Stay tuned. We're going to take a quick break here and have a couple of neat songs and a couple ads. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Call a friend. Have them join us.
Take all of your wasted honor. Every little past frustration. Take all of your so-called.
Time to consider a new pool enclosure or beautiful screen room for your family's enjoyment? Family owned and operated, Boyle's Aluminum is the place to call for timely installation of all types of seamless guttering and screen enclosures. Boyle's Aluminum is A-rated on Angie's List and with the Better Business Bureau. Check out their website at boylesaluminum.com or call today for a free estimate at 727-504-9354. Mention this ad for a discount on your project. Boyle's Aluminum, treating you like family with honest and reliable service.
This is Megan, an independent ambassador for Plexus, the pink drink. There is finally a healthy solution to help you lose weight. It's a most natural product that will burn fat, not muscle. People around the country are experiencing amazing results, and you can too. Check out my independent ambassador website for my contact info, testimonials, and product information at mkramer.myplexusproducts.com.
Prompt professional service is what you will receive when you allow Marcia McAllister of Charles Rittenberg Realty to help find that perfect home or list your home for sale. With over 23 years of experience in the Tampa Bay area, you will enjoy a smooth transaction from start to finish. Call Marcia today at 727-417-0707. Now is a great time to buy or sell a home. Call Marcia McAllister at 727-417-0707.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's TAN Talk.
Love it. Don't be so shallow, huh?
Free your mind.
Free your mind. Speak your mind, huh? Wow. Doctor, we are live with our audience tonight. If you want to call in, comment, weigh in, or have a question, 727-441-3000, or you can text in at any time, 24/7, 365. Anytime, especially for our Starcom Media Network listeners who listen on the weekends to these shows, as they are played then, you can still text us and they'll come straight to my phone. 727-888-4171 is our Google text number, and we will respond to your question. Or you can email us your questions at goyard2014@gmail.com. goyard2014@gmail.com. And you can find us on Facebook, right, Doctor?
Yes, you can.
Facebook 1340. What is it? Facebook
Go Yard 1340.
There you go. All right. We were talking about what's your word worth tonight.
Let me tell you, it's worth a lot.
All right.
It's very valuable. Probably one of the most valuable things that we can have is humans.
Interesting. Why do you say that?
Well, because you can't buy it.
Can't buy it.
You have to earn it. And it takes time.
Takes time.
And then once you have it, no one can take it from you.
That's right. That's exactly right. I love that. And you just said, and we quote you a little while ago, say what you mean what you say.
Absolutely.
Why did you say that?
Because that's where trust and truthfulness and honesty and integrity develop in our words.
Right. So often people will tell you what they think you want to hear.
They may. Oftentimes people throw words out loosely without really thinking about what they're saying.
Right. And then later it comes back to haunt them.
Yeah, it does. It does.
How about the false flatterer? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Usually that's done in manipulation because they want something.
They want something.
They give
exactly
you a compliment,
right.
That false flattery, and because they're trying to get something that they want at the end of the road.
Right.
And so that is definitely not a person of integrity. That's using manipulation to get what they want. That is not what we're talking about.
Whoa. Okay. So where does this word, a synonym of integrity, where does this word, virtue?
Oh, virtue. That's a good deep word.
What is virtue, doctor?
It all fits into integrity.
It is. I mean, you know, you see that word, see it in the Bible different times, a virtuous mm-hmm. or whatever. And I think it means truthful.
It's truthful, but it's a deep inner characteristic of truthfulness. And
okay.
That's the virtue.
Okay.
The virtue is not something we develop overnight or a few times of getting this concept. It's something
right.
that's developed in the long haul. You know, the seasons of life and as
yes.
we go through and we have more of a record of being honest
right.
and truthful, that virtue develops.
Right. And people can look at our lives, our track record, and see that we are a person of truthfulness, honesty, mm-hmm. and then that virtue is just a different term for it, but a deeper
term. That's a deep inner characteristic of
yeah.
integrity. And so thinking of integrity, you know, we use it, we talk about it being honesty, we talk about being virtuous, we talk about it being truthfulness, but kind of boiling it down, our integrity is doing the right thing.
Okay.
For the right reason.
Oh.
Even when no one is watching.
Oh, I love that. See, I beat you to the bell, Chris. That is so good. Do it again. Say it again. Because that really sums up a lot of this.
Absolutely does. So it's doing the right thing
mm-hmm.
for the right reason.
For the right reason.
Even if no one is watching.
So... Thank you. Like that. All right. Doing the right thing for the right reason. Let's break it down that far first. And that really goes back to this whole thing of how people try to manipulate you with flattery or with
and that's why
something
that's not,
less than truth.
Right. And that's what makes it not truthful and have an integrity because they're doing it for the wrong reason. They're doing the right thing, telling you a compliment.
Yeah, sure.
It isn't a wrong thing, but they're not doing it
for the
right
reason. Right. And what was the last part of that?
Ooh, even when no one is watching.
Even when no one is watching. So, I mean, that... Okay, have you ever had this happen? Because I have. Somebody gives you too much money.
Oh, yeah.
Change. Back. And you're counting your change later, and you go, wow. Or as you're in the drive-up. This has happened to me in the drive-up before. And I go, wait a minute. You know, you gave me $10 too much. And... it's shocking to me how the response, it happened to me not that long ago, and the response from the person at the window is like shocked, like, oh, what? Yeah, here, I owe you this. This is not what you owed me, you know?
It's a shock because not many people have that much integrity because no one's watching. No one's going to know.
Nobody would have known which you know, got car going through the drive-thru got an extra $10 and change.
Absolutely. And that is what defines that integrity. No one knew. It was funny because I was in the line at the Home Depot a couple weeks ago on a Saturday doing home projects. And the lady in front of me brought up, she was checking out, and she had brought up a paintbrush. And she looked at the cashier and she says, I need you to ring up eight of these. And the cashier says, but you have one. She goes, yes, last week I bought 7 and you didn't charge me.
Gosh, that is cool.
I was like so amazed of that honesty and that integrity.
That's fantastic. That's what we need to do.
Those are the people we need to surround ourselves. Those
yes.
are the people we need to become.
Those are the people we need to become. And so often, though, doctor, you just said something that triggered a thought with me. So often we surround ourselves with, quote unquote, the popular ones or the ones that can further our career or the ones that... flatter us or something like that, don't you think? Instead of really looking for friendships, relationships of integrity.
With integrity, yes.
Yeah.
With virtue.
What's your word worth?
It's it's worth a lot. Because you know what's happening is our culture is becoming a very shallow culture.
Right.
So we surround ourselves with a lot of people, and a lot of people have quite a number of friends these days.
Oh, yeah.
But they're not quality relationships.
Well,
they're not depth friendships because there's no trust. There's none of these elements that make these, you know, good, healthy relationships. There's just a lot of shallow relationships.
You know, for a long time watching sports, or on The Voice or something like that, I have heard this question asked to so many people. Winning this game or, you know, winning this position on The Voice or whatever, what would that mean to you? And here's the answer I have heard so many times. Everything. That is not an answer. Everything? And every time I hear it, it just grinds at me now because it's like, what do you mean everything? That is not an answer of substance. And so often we aren't even that in touch with what this situation would mean. What, you know what I'm saying? There's little thought. What I'm trying to say, doctor, is there's little thought that goes into a lot of times our answers and things like that.
And that's what I'm talking about when I'm saying it's kind of becoming a more shallow society.
There you go.
Even with our own selves.
Right. And so when Chris played Don't Be So Shallow, that was a great song.
It really is.
Yeah, because that is what it is a lot of times. And people are so reticent to talk about their true feelings or they sugarcoat an event or a situation to make it look like it something it was not.
Oh, yes. And, you know, you hear the story as we age, the stories get, you know, more better. And we were better and better in high school, right?
Right.
But, you know, the truth of it is we do need to be honest with our words.
Right.
And, you know, and there's no shame when something's going on and we don't want to talk about it. Instead of saying nothing or whatever, saying, you know what, I really am not ready to
talk about it.
That's a very honest, truthful, integrity, virtuous response.
It is.
And I can appreciate that and totally respect that in someone.
That's good. That's good. All right. I'm going to give you another synonym
All right. Of
integrity.
All right.
Morality.
Ooh.
You know, that's an interesting thing. A lot of us have a certain connotation of what that means.
Because it's such a subjective word. It can mean so many things to so many people. You know, one of the things when I'm working with young therapists is I ask them, what is your morality code?
Right. What's your moral compass there? What
are you basing
morality,
right versus wrong,
yes,
on? You know, and a lot of people don't really even know or have one defined. And so what tells me.
Or even understand the question.
That's true. So what it tells me is that these are individuals who they're not grounded.
Right.
Because our morality code becomes the roots that ground.
Yes.
To help ground us and give us depth, you know, like the oak tree.
Right.
And that's where our morality code comes into play. And so if you're not sure where your morals are coming from.
Right.
Then you probably really aren't sure what they are.
Exactly.
How are we making moral choices and decisions for ourselves?
Right. That's exactly right. And so when we say we equate morality with being full of integrity, it doesn't mean that we're perfect.
No.
Does it?
Not at all.
It means, however, that we have it just reminds me of the Marines, honestly, the code of conduct that we try to live by.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that is morality. You know, not that it's always perfect or you never make mistakes or you never hurt anyone, but your intentionality, back to your word, your intentionality is to take the high road in given situations, to forgive instead of hold a grudge, to tell the truth instead of lie or bend the truth, to present yourself the way you really are instead of try to make somebody think you're something you're not. A few years ago, I had an encounter, this has been several years ago, with someone who came to church, this has been a long time ago, and presented herself as a eye doctor, a doctor of whatever you call it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And people were saying, wow, did you know that new person is an eye doctor? I don't know. I didn't know. This went on for several weeks. And different people would say, well, you know, I wonder where her practice is. I'd like to go to her as an eye doctor,
mm-hmm.
you know. In time, it didn't take too long, 6-8 weeks or something, came out that she was the receptionist.
Oh, wow.
For the eye doctor.
Wow.
From that point on, it was difficult for me to trust her, I guess.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Misrepresented who she was.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of people do this in life in some way or another. Maybe not that extreme, because that was pretty darn extreme to tell people you are practicing eye doctor, you know, and you're not.
Yes, that is extreme.
That's very extreme. But
optometry?
There you go.
Thank
yeah.
you.
An optometrist?
Optometrist, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. That is the word I was looking for, yeah. And so the trust was broken right there. What is your word worth? Your word is worth the fact that you don't want people looking at you and saying, man, they're all the time lying, or you never know what's true. Is that true or isn't true? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Second guessing you all the time.
Yes.
Absolutely. And our word is worth everything when it gets boils down to it, because it is the sum of who we are and what we are. It's the substance that we're made of.
Right.
And the only way we communicate, one of the only ways we can communicate that is through our word.
Right. So when you have had experiences in maybe your practice or life, doctor, with somebody who is, let's get real nitty gritty here now. Right. I'm going to ask you a difficult question. Somebody that you have to deal with, but you know that no matter what they say, it's suspect on whether or not it is true or not.
Okay, so are we talking about a patient, or are we just talking about a person
in life? Well, let's talk about a person in life, and then let's talk about a patient, or the other way around. Tell us which one you're talking about.
Well, actually, either way, I believe that we can't work forward when we're working in lies. If it's in therapy, the truth we have to get to the truth, whatever that truth is, and lay it out.
Right.
Because
no matter how good, bad, or ugly.
Secrets and lies don't work in therapy.
Right.
The end of that
they
story.
Don't.
And when I'm dealing with a colleague and I'm suspecting something, I'm going to confront it head on. I'm going to call them in. I'm going to say, okay, I'm feeling like this might be going on. Explain.
Right. Okay. And so what happens when they try to wiggle out of that?
Well, and sometimes they have a good, valid explanation that made sense for the scenario. And it's the end of the story. And then I make sure I'm watching them a little more closely, because I'm not sure if this is the truth or if it's not the truth. And so it puts me on a higher alert.
Okay.
I can't fully trust this person in this area. So now I need to be a little more conscious what's going on. Maybe check up a little more. So it does make you more suspicious.
It does.
With your dealing.
It does. And I wonder if when we are around people like that, or let's say somebody, one of our listeners has problems being like that, don't you think it might cause them to attract people of birds of a feather flock together type concept?
It can. Absolutely, it can.
Yeah. So, likewise, I would much rather spend my time around someone who is honest and tells me the truth and, you know, shoot straight.
Absolutely. That's where healthy lies.
Right.
You know, when we're dealing with people that we cannot trust or people that we aren't sure if they're truthful, it definitely makes that relationship much more guarded, much more distant, because we don't know.
Right.
And so not knowing leaves us feeling like we can't go to the next level with this person, whatever that is, in a friendship or even a colleague at work or whatever.
Right.
And so trust is paramount. Trust is
everything, isn't it?
Down to the integrity. It's absolutely our word is so valuable.
That's so valuable. Okay, another one that I saw was the word wholeness.
Oh, I like that.
Integrity, meaning wholeness.
I like that.
Because wholeness is that act of everything coming together correctly, right?
Absolutely it is.
You know, when you have all the pieces to a puzzle.
Yeah.
Ever worked a puzzle, a great big puzzle? My mom and dad used to sit around and work big puzzles, my sisters will remember. And, I mean, 1,000 pieces. And these would go on for, you know, weeks sometimes, or whenever they had time, you know. But if in playing with the puzzle, which we weren't supposed to do, if big chunks were missing, then the scene or whatever, the completion of it wasn't right, because there was a big chunk missing and who knows where it went. You know what I'm saying? It kind of took the
aesthetics away from the puzzle.
There you go.
It took what you were looking at
away. The beauty of it.
It does. And that's the same thing with us.
Yeah.
You know, our wholeness is built in our honesty.
It is.
And a lot of people aren't walking in that wholeness.
Right. And so, therefore, fragmentation is a word that comes up if we're not living in that wholeness. And if we're fragmented when people can't count on our word, right?
That's so true. We are fragmented. And you know, it's so funny because there's been some people in my life that I've known that they've compartmentalized people in their life. And they have, like, their, you know, work coworkers and their personal friends. And then they have their church friends. And they have these great groups. But they can never let any of their groups mix together.
And why would that be?
Because they are walking in fragmentation.
Yes, they are.
And they're not walking in wholeness. So they're a different person, or at least exuding different things to different groups. So when there's an event like a funeral and all of a sudden these people are coming together, they are some very anxious people.
Exactly.
Because their worlds are colliding.
Yes.
And they weren't representing who they were holistically in all of these areas of their life.
Boy, that's a good point. Wow.
And I have seen some people who have been so anxious and so, like, total panic attack. And I'm like, it's going to be okay. And we're talking about the wedding, or usually it's a big event that
brings
people together. And they're like, that's not the problem. You know, people are coming together and I don't want them to talk to each other. Keep them apart.
Right.
No.
They're gonna, secrets might be revealed.
We can't live like that.
No. No.
We are who we are.
Okay, what does that do? You just said the word. When we live like that, fragmented, then it brings anxiety and panic and worry and stress.
Mm-hmm.
We're not living at peace. I think that when we really value our word, what's it worth to me? It's worth everything to me. I said that earlier and criticized that sentence. But really, it's extremely important that we value our word, because when we do, we become a person that is at peace, really. We don't have to be, oh, I wonder if so-and-so told so-and-so that I said da-da-da, or I wonder if that's going to come out that I did that, or, you know what I mean?
You know, we are peace. We have healthier relationships. We're more content. Life just seems to work a little bit better for us. I know, like, with my kids, I've worked very hard on not making that false promise, which is hard as a parent, because
yes,
we want to do
is.
All the right things, and
it
life
really
happens.
Is.
And I've, you know, worked really hard at, sometimes we don't talk about the good thing I'm planning because I'm not sure if it's going to happen. And, you know, if I say it, it's going to happen. And, you know, my kids are older, almost grown now. And, you know, they know if mom says this is going to happen, it's there. They can trust it 100%.
Right.
It
right.
is going to happen. If somebody needs a calculator for school and I tell them it'll be on your desk by Friday, it's there.
Right.
And they can trust that. And that means we have a very healthy, trusting relationship. So now when other things happen in their life, they have somebody in their life that they can go to, that they can trust, that they can count on.
Right.
That's important. That's all need those people.
Oh, that's invaluable. You answered the next question I was going to ask you, and it's this. How do you show integrity?
It's in everything you do. It's in the little
things. In everything you do, isn't it?
It's all the little things that make the sum of our integrity.
Yeah.
So, you know, we can't minimize, oh, well, you know, I'll just blow this event off because this is coming up and or I'm tired or blah, blah, blah. It's the everything. It's the little things. It's the everyday. It's the everyday that we're doing.
And I think that as we've talked about this tonight, I hear a word, and tell me if I'm wrong, truth versus lies. So often, dishonesty, let's put it that way. Maybe lie is a strong word. But not telling the whole truth causes your word to not be worth much.
It definitely decreases its value. And even
decreases its value. That's the professional way to say that.
And even unintentional.
Yeah, yeah.
Lies are still lies at the end of the day.
Well, especially if you feel that little prick on the inside, you know, oh, I shouldn't have said that. That wasn't exactly right, you know? I mean, what's wrong with when you feel that little prick on the inside, you stop, wait a minute, I just got thinking, that's not exactly the way I wanted to present that. Let me back up. Isn't it better to correct it right on the spot?
Absolutely. I would have much more respect for somebody who could correct something in the moment than letting me go on thinking something as if it is not.
Right. So when we practice, like last week when we were talking about handling life's transitions, we talked about embracing the change,
mm-hmm.
okay? For those of our listeners out there that might have a problem with what we're talking about tonight, that you could honestly say, you know, my word isn't worth that much. People can't count on me. I mean, I always change my plans. I always change my mind. I never follow through, you know? Talk to us, doctor, about the value of making some changes right now. Like last week we said, you got to embrace the transition. You got to embrace the change. You got to look for the bright things of what's going to happen. What are the good outcome? What's the good outcome of your word becoming so important to you?
Well, in the bottom of the day, we're going to have peace and harmony, and we're going to have healthier, more trusting relationships. The relationships are going to grow depth.
Right.
Which is what we need. We're going to start building that up, and we will be more peaceful individuals.
Right.
So how do we go about doing it? We're going to go about doing it just one step at a time.
One step at a time. Do the next right thing.
Do the next right thing. And here's the thing. It takes a long time to build.
Yes.
And it takes a moment to destroy.
Oh, man, that's so true.
It is.
Listeners, it's so easy to just fall into a trap of this dishonesty, really, I guess it is, lack of integrity. You know, it's easy to fall in that trap.
It can be very easy. And a lot of times it can happen in a very passive way where we're not intentionally trying to do it. It just kind of is happening. And we're not planning to be dishonest. We're just unintentionally being dishonest.
And then we don't know any way out of it.
It doesn't matter. The harm is still the same.
Right.
And so we're going to just change it by watching our words.
Watch your words. Correct.
Think before we speak.
Yes. Mean what you say. Say what you mean. Mm-hmm. Correct the dishonesty if you can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the make amends thing with AA, where you go back and say, wait a minute, I messed up here, you know, or.
And we all need to do that from time to time. I don't care who you are and what the relationship is. I mean, there's been many times I've had to, you know, tuck my tail between my legs and go to my kids and say, you know what, I totally dropped the ball here.
Yes.
You know what? That gave us so much more of an opportunity to heal and grow and work through it.
Well, what it does with your family is shows our family members that we are aware that maybe we messed up and we hurt them and we want to correct that. And it builds trust.
Yes, it does.
It so builds trust.
So we just do this moment by moment. Do the right thing for the right reason when no one is watching.
That is so important. I'm going to have you say it one more time because I'm ready to hit this bell one more time. Go ahead.
Do the right thing for the right reason when nobody is watching.
Chris was trying to beat me to it.
I saw that.
He really was. All right. So do the right thing for the right reason when no one is watching. In other words, you're not expecting a big reward or credit for it. Dr. Angel, very important show. Thank you so much. I just blindsided you with all kinds of things, but you came through great like a trooper, a professional like you always are. We want our listening audience to know they can contact us. 727-888-4171 is our Google text number. And go to our website, goyard2014.org, and listen to all the shows through October. And we are so glad that you joined us tonight, Dr. Angel.
It's been an amazing show. Let's make our words worth everything.
All right. Say what you mean.
And mean what you say.
There you go. All right. This has been Dr. Angel. I'm Mama Mac. See you next week, guys.
Good night.
Have a good one.